From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
There are reports of a breakthrough in the crisis in Trinidad and Tobago. An agreement has been reached with the Muslim rebels, and Prime Minister A&R Robinson could be released soon. I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. There are reports of a breakthrough in the crisis in Trinidad and Tobago, where Prime Minister A&R Robinson and several members of his cabinet have been held hostage since Friday by members of a Muslim sect, the Jamaat al-Muslimin. Latest reports out of Port of Spain say some of the hostages are about to be released as part of an accord reached between the government and the Muslim rebels, led by former policeman Yasin Abu Bakr. There's been widespread looting, and reports of deaths vary from 9 to 22. The Trinidad and Tobago Defence Force has been quoted as saying that an agreement granting the Muslim rebels an amnesty had been reached. It's still not clear, though, who exactly will be running the country. On the line from Barbados, we have the Trinidadian-born General Secretary of the Caribbean Conference of Churches, the Reverend Alan Curtin, who returned from Port of Spain last night and who has been in constant touch with the situation there. Reverend Curtin, thank you for joining us on Caribbean Report. We've heard reports of a settlement and that some of the hostages are about to be released. What's the latest information that you have out of Port of Spain?
Well, the latest information that came about half an hour ago indicates that there is an agreement of some sort, but that there has been some kind of delay in the implementation of it, and that the delay is related to the fact that the relevant signatures have not yet been put in place, so that there has been a delay in the implementation of the release of the hostages and of the sort of repatriation of the Jamaat al-Muslimin to their commune.
Relevant signatures then would include that of the Prime Minister A&R Robinson?
I suppose that that is involved. The extent to which this agreement is legally and constitutionally binding on anyone is something that will probably engage the interest of constitutionalists for some time. But one can, I suppose, assume that persons like the Prime Minister himself, as well as some other officials, would be the persons required to sign.
Is there any indication at this stage as to who exactly will be running the country?
There is no indication whatsoever. However, earlier today, in a six-point plan, the Jamaat al-Muslimin did indicate that one of the things that they were going to do was to put in place a government of national unity, and that the present Deputy Prime Minister, Mr. Dukaran, was to head it. This had been said earlier on, but because we are not certain of the terms of the agreement which appears to have been reached, one can only speculate.
Part of that speculation is an amnesty for Abu Bakr and his followers. Do you believe that the amnesty is a workable deal? Will Trinidadians, particularly the police, accept it?
No, I think that this is going to be an extremely difficult thing. You are right in that large sectors of the Trinidad public would not be in favor of the amnesty. And also, you have the police who have been fighting a pitched battle, as it were, with the Muslim group for the last 20 years, a battle that has escalated in recent years, let's say the last 2 years or so, and their headquarters was blown up and burnt, and some of their colleagues, we are told probably as many as 18 of them, perished in that blaze, either from the fire or from being shot by snipers. You also have the army, some of whose members have been involved from time to time in manhunts related to activities of this group. So I have a suspicion that there is going to be a general dissatisfaction on the part of a whole lot of people with this whole idea of amnesty.
What are the implications of this crisis, not only for Trinidad and Tobago, but for the region as a whole?
Well, I believe that the reputation of this region for political stability is going to be seriously sullied by what has taken place. I believe also that one of the things that will have to happen is that the generally laid-back approach in the Commonwealth Caribbean to security matters is going to have to come under very serious review. It is very difficult to understand how, with a number of signs that were clearly made before this incident, that government intelligence did not pick up these things or did not seek out their significance. And of course, the most important thing is that if, for example, this amnesty is given, it will just make a mockery of a whole lot of questions of justice and of the whole constitutional tradition of the region. It could mean, or people could take it to mean, if it went through, that, well,